free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, October the 7th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. I've been gone for a week, and I really do appreciate the great job that was done by Harrison and others filling in for me. And as I look at what is going on here, and I retweeted it this morning, going back to September the 26th, I said, you got to remember that Democrats and bureaucrats cannot commit a crime. The only crime is to investigate them. And boy, has that been underscored. This continues to build, and now we're at the point where President Trump has released an order, essentially looking like he's preparing for martial law. As Alex Jones has said, his conversations with people in the administration told him that if it looked like they were going to come after him, that he was going to basically use the Marines to defend the White House as they move to arrest those involved. And this is not just talk coming from InfoWars. This is also coming from your trusted news sources. You know, like Yahoo and Politico. They're talking about this as well. We're not the only ones talking about martial law. What is that going to look like here in America? Well, we can get some kind of an idea about what that's going to look like because we now have martial law happening in Iraq. Yeah, it broke out over the last week. And some of the things, some of the factors that triggered this are at play here in the United States. Part of it is economic issues, young, unemployed, radical university students. And, of course, we have those in massive supply here in the United States. But also a collapsing economy there, which has not happened here. The economic situation here is very, very key. And that's why we should be very concerned, because that can be very quickly burst by circumstances out of the control of the Federal Reserve. Or if they want to burst the bubble, they can easily do that as well. They've done that many times. And so when we look at the situation, it really does teeter on the economic situation. And we already have a very soft market in many different areas. Housing. Cars have essentially taken a massive nosedive here in the United States as well as worldwide. And if we have some kind of an economic depression, that's one of the key triggers that happened in Iraq. It was economics. If we have a good economy, Trump is going to get elected, regardless of what the Democrats do. Remember when Clinton was impeached? That was when they began to say, it's the economy, stupid. None of this stuff matters except for the economy. Let me tell you, this is only under what's happening now in Iraq. Only underscores the importance of what happens in the economy here. This is clearly a CIA coup. And I'll tell you that the thing that makes this so obvious is how they refuse to talk about the crimes of Joe Biden or even consider them. Or what happened in terms of the people of the Senate, who, as I've talked about many times, sent a letter threatening Ukraine. Get us information on Trump or else. And now we've got many more indicators of Democrat collusion in Ukraine. I've had a whistleblower on this very program. And we talked about how Alexandria Chalupa out of the DNC, he said that she was going to Ukraine, working with officials there, trying to manufacture information about Donald Trump to try to take him out before the election. This is something that's been going on over and over, widespread collusion with the Democrats and Ukrainian politicians, the corrupt government there. And yet none of that is allowed to be talked about. There was an amazing back and forth exchange yesterday. We're going to play for you today between Senator Johnson, Republican, and Chuck Todd at NBC. And Chuck Todd would not have anything mentioned about Biden. Do not talk about Biden. Oh, no, we're here to talk about Trump. And that tells you everything you need to know. If they were really concerned about corruption, they'd be looking in both directions. They're not. This is purely partisan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October the 7th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to take a look at what is going on. I mean, this has really escalated in the week that I've been gone, and I really do appreciate Harrison and Greg Reese and Harrison Smith doing a great job filling in for me last week as I was on vacation. And I wanted to talk about so many other issues that have come up in the last week. And we are going to talk about those, and we are going to take your phone calls as well, because I want to get your comments on what is happening here. But it is amazing to me how this has continued to snowball. And I've got to say that this was predicted by those of us here at InfoWars. When InfoWars was shut down, we said, you just watch what's happening. They are setting up, again, a monopoly on information, on speech. I grew up with that, so I know exactly what that looks like. I mean, I'm kind of like the guy who escaped from communist Czechoslovakia and came to the United States and said, let me tell you about communism. You don't want any of that stuff. I know what this looks like. Well, I know what it looks like to grow up in a country where there are three networks. And they're all saying the same thing because they're all reading from the CIA script. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to have a small cartel that controls all information. And I don't want to go back there. But that's where we're headed. And that's the only reason that this situation has snowballed the way that it is. They have been able to shut down on social media and other places, not only our speech, but your speech to a great extent. And these people are changing public opinion. If you look at the public opinion polls in terms of impeachment, the American people have now turned for the first time, the majority of them, slight majority, but it was a pretty good spread against impeachment until just recently. And now they've been able to flip that narrative because if you constantly push the lie, and that's the only thing that people hear, and you don't allow people to speak back because you gag not only InfoWars, but everybody else. You know, they again, it's see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil of the government, of the government's narrative, of the CIA's narrative. And so it's now having an effect. This is why. You know, we go back and we look at this. Look, I support President Trump. He's done a lot of good things, but he's also missed a lot of key things as well. A lot of key existential issues, not only for him, but for us as well in America. We said from the very beginning, you have to prosecute these people who were involved in these crimes, Hillary Clinton and others, because he did not do that, they came after him. Because they did not clean house in the bureaucracy, they came after him. And when we look at what is going on with free speech, that was something that should be opposed. The only thing that President Trump has done is hold a little garden party once, with some people who are still left on social media because their content wasn't regarded as dangerous enough by the establishment, and to bring in people like the Heritage Foundation, the biggest conservative think tank, saying it's not a problem. We don't want the government telling corporations what to do, even if the corporations steal your fundamental rights of free speech. They say that their business model is a public square. They were given immunity as a platform, saying we're not a publisher. We're not going to control content. All of that was a lie. All of that was a lie. They have torturously interfered with other businesses. They have torturously interfered with human rights and free speech. And if we allow this to continue, this is why this whole impeachment thing has escalated to President Trump. So I hope that he does something about this. I really do hope that he does something about this, because if he doesn't, it is going to continue to go against him. He needs to have a free and open press. We need to have a free and open press. This goes beyond whether or not President Trump gets reelected or stays in office or gets run out under martial law, under a CIA coup. And that's really what has now come into view. We have people across the political spectrum, not just InfoWars or Mike Adams talking about this. We've got Politico and the establishment talking about this as well. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at what they had to say. We got Patricia Ravalgi, wrote an op-ed piece for Yahoo. If Trump's rage brings civil war, where will the military stand, she asks. Now, she is somebody who, as she points out in her biography, she had 19 years in Washington with intelligence community. She also worked for the Department of Homeland Security, and she went to CENTCOM in Tampa, Florida. And so she talks about what she saw there. Oh, well, don't forget FBI as well. So FBI, intelligence community, Homeland Security, and then she went to CENTCOM, Central Command in Tampa, Florida. And so she was absolutely amazed. She said, you know, when President Trump repeated what was put out by Robert Jeffries in a Fox News interview, Robert Jeffries said, if this continues, it will cause a civil war-like division. And everybody seized upon civil war. And I said, they're doing this to escalate the situation. Because what Robert Jeffries said, and President Trump, when he tweeted it out, and we all make mistakes when we tweet. We do it quickly. I do crazy stuff. It's like, I can't believe I tweeted that out. Look at that. I got the wrong, it auto-corrected me into the wrong word. Kofefe, right? But he didn't put a dash there, civil war dash like, to emphasize the like, to tie it there. So when he put civil war, they extracted it. Civil War 2 became a trending item on Twitter. So did hashtag Civil War sign up, because these people are ready to fight. I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. I'm going to talk about what civil war is going to look like, because we had that erupt 4 days ago, essentially, in Iraq. We've had 100 people killed. 105, actually, now. The death toll keeps going up. 105 killed, over 6,100 people wounded in a civil war in Iraq. What is it going to look like here? Well, we can get a good idea by looking at Iraq, because Iraq is being advised by the American government. But let's first take a look at her question. Where would the U.S. military stand in a civil war? She said recent polling shows that among military veterans, approval ratings for Trump are higher than among the civilian population. In my experience, the support for Donald Trump among a large segment of the U.S. military is downright cult-like. She goes on to point out, of course, that being a member of the intelligence community, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security, she was solidly in the Hillary Clinton camp. And she also points out that the generals that she knew liked Hillary Clinton. She said, none of this makes sense. Trump is everything the U.S. military should despise. He was not in the U.S. military. Look, Trump worships the U.S. military. And the U.S. military knows that. she goes on to say, these generals knew Hillary Clinton personally for years. They'd worked with Hillary Clinton as both a senator and secretary of state. They admired her, as this person did, right? Patricia Ravalgi, I think is the way you pronounce her name. She said, once Trump had secured the Republican nomination, the panic of these generals who had opposed him it showed up very transparently, and it backfired on them, and it only strengthened President Trump's support amongst the troops. Yes, why would that be? Why would that be? Let me see. What could it be, Patricia, that would cause the troops to back President Trump against Hillary Clinton? Could it be Benghazi? Could it be the total disregard for the military and human life that she exhibited there? The callous disregard that she exhibited? I think that might be a bit of a clue. I've interviewed many people who were there at Benghazi. And it's absolutely amazing what was done to them. And the disgust that they have, and the other people in the military who looked on as they left these people isolated, left them to die. Why? You know, as Hillary Clinton was spinning and lying about Benghazi, as they refused to dispatch troops to rescue the people there, to save life there, they saw that. It all played out. They saw her get away with it. They saw the generals support her. And then she goes on to say, CENTCOM's environment, especially that of the Joint Intelligence Center, was something that really alarmed her. They were all tuned to Fox News. It was Orwellian, she said, in her pervasiveness. This is very interesting. Back in 1996, I had a friend who worked in the Pentagon. He took me in. At that time, all of the television sets were turned to CNN. I found that to be Orwellian, quite frankly. And now the shoe is on the other foot. We'll have more about this and the Civil War when we come back. Stay with us.
It's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video. Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. The globalists and their Democrat minions are on the verge of taking this cold civil war hot. They have pushed and pushed and pushed and engaged in hoaxes and crimes and censorship and sabotage of the economy and attacks run by the UN on the border that are nothing short of war. And that's because it is a war by multinational corporations allied with the Chi-Coms and others, with the Hollywood, America-hating, God-hating filth to try to capture the United States. This is 21st century war. And wars need money to be prosecuted. And we're actually winning the war, but the enemy's throwing their full weight at us right now. That's why we need financial support. It's a total 360 win. Double Patriot points. 50% off. Store-wide free shipping. It's about to end because we're running out of a lot of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. But I need you to get in there, step to the plate, get high-quality products you already need, and fund the information war. InfoWarsStore.com.
Thanos, doctor!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have John Brennan bringing up questions about the stability of the United States government under President Trump. These are people, by the way, the CIA, they have a long history of destabilizing countries, and they've done it here. If we go back and look at Madison, he says the instruments of defense abroad, you know, overthrowing other governments and regime change, we're told that was for national security, right? So the means of defense abroad will become the instruments of tyranny at home, and that applies to CIA coups as well, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And now that's exactly what we have happening. But let's take a look. I didn't get finished with what Patricia Revolgi, I think is the way you pronounce her name, wrote for Yahoo, an op-ed piece talking about her experience, 19 years as part of the intelligence community, the FBI, and Department of Homeland Security, and then she went to CENTCOM. She said, I was absolutely amazed at what I saw there, because the people there supported President Trump. Her question was, if there is a situation of martial law, of civil war, which is now being floated over and over again, escalated by the left, that's what they're looking for. And we, this has been coming for a long time. I've been talking about this ever since I came to InfoWars 7 years ago, that we are in the midst of a fourth turning. Strauss and Howe. Their theory, very well documented and supported. They went back 500 years in American and English history looking at major societal changes. They said there's a cycle of about every 70 to 80 years, about every fourth generation. There is not about, but every fourth generation. And it's about 70 to 80 years. There is a major structural change in society. And they looked at the four different generations. And they said, you know, in this generation, this is the way people act because they're born right after the massive change in society, which is usually, by the way, accompanied by a war, a civil war, a world war. And society is restructured in that. Now, we've had a couple of those in American history. The first one was the Revolutionary War. After that, about 80 years later, we had the Civil War here in America. And then, about the same amount of time later, we had the Great Depression, we had the World War, we had the New Deal of FDR, radically restructuring society. You know, after the Civil War, we restructured society into a crony capitalism, robber barons and so forth. A kind of fascism came into play. Massive corruption. One of the most corrupt regimes, most historians will say, ever in the United States was the Grant regime that took place after that. And the robber barons who were allowed to get massive monopolies and, you know, establish the railroads and so forth. When we had the next turning with FDR, he brought in socialism. And so we've got this odd mix of socialism and fascism, crony capitalism, if you will. Makes it a little bit easier to understand because most people get confused about fascism. They think of Hitler and only of Hitler. No, we're talking about the economic system of fascism, which is where the government and the businesses essentially merge as partners, a private-public partnership for tyranny. And so we have this mixture of socialism, of fascism here in the United States. What will happen in this next fourth turning? When they wrote the book in the early 90s, Strauss and Howe said, we expect that sometime in the mid-2000s, about 2007, 2008, 2009, there'll be some kind of a global economic trigger. That's kind of interesting. That did happen about 10, 15 years after they predicted it. They said there'll be a massive economic trigger, and that will begin the fourth turning. And as most of these fourth turnings involve tremendous economic disruption and a resulting war. And that is a key thing that is going on right now in Iraq. We're going to take a look at what martial law, what civil war might look like as we look at how it is playing out in Iraq under the advice of the American advisors that are there. But let's take a look at what she has to say about, you know, what would happen if we have a civil war, she asks, you know, what would happen? Would the military support President Trump? What would they do? Well, she is alarmed. She believes the military will support President Trump. She said when she went to CENTCOM, she was alarmed to find that they had Fox News. People were reading Drudge. They were reading Breitbart. They used to read InfoWars a lot. And then they said, you can't look at InfoWars on military computers. And then that made us even more popular with the military. Because as she points out, when they go home in their private time, they're watching internet trolls. That's, I guess, what she's calling InfoWars. We're internet trolls, right? did you see this? You know, Hillary Clinton is sick. She's not capable of, you know, that's the type of stuff that we're showing. I still think there was an issue, still is an issue with Hillary Clinton. Were our military intelligence analysts, she says, a victim of the same Russian influence campaign that affected so much of the civilian population? See, if you get a dissenting opinion from the CIA, it's got to be Russia. They're still fighting the Cold War. They revived the Cold War. And it's now real, too. So they've already revived the Cold War. Can they start a civil war here in America? And I would say yes. And they know that this fourth turning is coming. And they've known it for some time. That is why, as I've said many times, they picked, the United Nations picked 2030 as the completion date for their remaking of society. If you want to know what their vision for the future is, take a look at UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. That is a sustainable tyranny that they're talking about. In the words of Orwell, you know, it's a boot stomping on your face forever. And them recognizing your face wherever you go. That is the vision of the future that they have with a UN 2030 agenda. And they have a time frame for when this all should happen. And interestingly enough, Strauss and Howe said, yeah, probably big economic event that happens 2007, 2008. And it'll probably wind up with a war and economic greater depression. And it'll all probably be finished and settled in by 2029. Isn't that interesting? See, I think a lot of people have seen this kind of cycle. They know that with this generational cycle, they know that the mass of population is ready for a change, looking for a change, fed up with the old system. That always happens about every 70 to 80 years. And so they want to step into that gap. They want to control the information by controlling your speech. What you see, what you hear, what you can say. That's a key element so they can control the narrative. And that's what they're working for now. So she says in their private time, yeah, they're watching the internet. And, you know, she said, if I would criticize Trump to these people at CENTCOM, they would respond, but Hillary did this and Obama did that. Almost as if they'd been programmed. You know, they were very upset about Benghazi. Can you imagine that? You know, that's how they would respond. She said, the extent of the visceral hatred that much of the military feels for Democrats, for the deep state, for the fake news media is a new phenomenon. The belief that there is indeed a coup being orchestrated against President Trump is a weapon that Trump has in his arsenal, depending how far down the road to authoritarianism he decides to go. When we come back, we're going to take a look at this order that President Trump put out, talking about the Marines. What does that mean? Is President Trump really expecting that they're going to move against him in a coup? I mean, we've seen it before. We've seen the CIA do this, and they are openly talking about how the U.S. is a third world country. It's unstable. Yeah, the CIA has turned it into a banana republic of nuclear weapons. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest, because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video. You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So is this a coup? Let's take a look at what John Brennan had to say. Of course, we've got Chuck Todd at NBC. Had a furious encounter. We're going to play that for you in just a second here as well. Furious encounter with Senator Johnson. Oh, this is just a conspiracy theory, he said. and would not let him talk about Biden. Let me tell you, that is the key signal right there. And I said it from the very beginning. First, when this happened, I said, this is coming from the Democrats. They want to get Biden out of the way. They understand that he's old and feeble, but it is a non-starter to criticize him openly in the debate. You saw Julian Castro try to do that, and he got castrated when he tried to do that. They booed him for criticizing Joe Biden's diminished mental capacities. And so that is a non-starter. You're not going to criticize him on age. That makes them look like bullies. So what they did was they realized that his other big weakness was his corruption, not only in Ukraine, but also in China, the corrupt dealings of his son. And so this was something that the Republicans were waiting and licking their chops, hoping that he would get the nomination so they could let him have it with both barrels, both the China and the Ukraine barrels. But the Democrats wanted to get him out. before things got to that point. And so they're the ones, in my opinion, who leaked this. And it has had the desired effect with Biden. He is now, I think, fourth. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. He's now fourth in fundraising. His fundraising is plummeting. The donor base is abandoning him. And, of course, the DNC had already abandoned him, which is why they pushed this out. But it was also a move against President Trump. But I think it was primarily a move against Biden. And I think that Nancy Pelosi has kind of been swept up with this move by the DNC to take out Biden, as well as the push by the radical wing, AOC and others, to impeach Trump and to overthrow the election, which it's not just the Quad Squad. It's not just the Sisterhood of Traveling Burkas. It's also the intelligence community that wants this to happen. And so with all of them pushing this, they're now very seriously looking at trying to do an impeachment. We all see it as a CIA coup. And just to underscore this, let's play this back and forth between John Brennan and Chris Todd. Video clip 3.
One of the things I used to do when I had to travel overseas professionally is read those CIA, the public fact sheets and CIA descriptions of the politics of and what's happening in that country. How would the CIA assess the stability of the American government?
Hold it right there. Hold it right there for a second. Hold it right there. Yeah. One of the things that I would do when I was a journalist was I would read all the CIA news briefings, right? How long have we been talking about the CIA Mockingbird press? And that's exactly what these people are. Operation Mockingbird. He admits it now. Well, you know, the CIA, everything they can tell you is true. It's kind of like what we had in the book by Snowden. When I read that book and talked about what he put in there, he said, yeah, you know, the CIA, when I went to the CIA, they've got their own Wikipedia, they've got their own Facebook, they've got their own news source, and you would see this stuff in the CIA news, and then in a day or so, you would see the exact same stuff in CNN. We've called them the CIA News Network forever here at InfoWars because that's what they are. Look at all the people that are now, they got all these retired intelligence community people. They've now become, they've eliminated the middleman. They now become the ones who pronounce, you know, what is going on. You know, John Brennan is now the Walter Cronkite of the people who watch mainstream media, who watch CNN, who watch NBC. They were putting the words in the mouth of Walter Cronkite and others for a very long time, and now they've eliminated the middleman. They're right there. You're getting it straight from the spook's mouth. And Snowden was absolutely credulous about all that stuff, which, again, makes me suspicious of him even more so. But we won't get back into that again. But let's continue on with this. After Chuck Todd says, well, you know, the CIA, you know everything that's going on everywhere. You guys are totally objective and you're totally omniscient. You know everything about everyone. You're everywhere. So how do you view the stability of the American government? And here's what John Brennan had to say.
Oh, well, if assessing America as if it was another country?
We would look at it as a very corrupt government.
Mm, I agree with that.
Under the sway right now of this powerful individual who has been able to just corrupt the institutions and the laws of that country.
What would you say about the stability of the democracy?
I think it's no longer, you know, a democracy if an autocrat has it in his hands. And people like Johnson and others are putty in his hands, which means that the democratic principles upon which this country are founded are eroding right now.
So the CIA would not assess America as a stable democracy?
I think it's, well, given the polarization of the country as well, there's, there's just tremendous political instability here, and which is consuming the government now, and it's not able to take care of the issues that it needs to address, whether it be on the domestic front or the national security or the foreign policy front. So, yes, I think there's a real question about the stability.
Well, you understand, of course, that the CIA has been the government. They've been running the government since they assassinated Kennedy. Let's just put that out there as bluntly as we can. And they're not very happy about anybody pushing back against their official story. And they're furious. And I'm going to play for you, prepare that here in just a second here. Video clip number one. Todd had already interviewed Johnson, a very, very contentious interview. And then he comes in and says, well, you know, you are the adult in the room. You know, you're the CIA. So please tell us, you know, this is the guy who with Obama began the drone assassinations. Obama saying, I'm very good at killing. Very good at killing. The CIA helps me with that, right? And it was Brennan who said, no, it's not drone assassinations. It's a disposition matrix. These people overthrow governments. They assassinate leaders for a living. They have always done that. They lie. They steal. They have classes on how to do that. And so then we have this that came out over the weekend. Mike Adams reporting at Natural News, talking about how the president has signed a new directive. And number 550/19, signed October the 3rd this year, authorized by Brigadier General Shipley. And among other things, and of course he points out there is a lot of disinformation being circulated about this, update to this. He said a lot of people have claimed that the order has been canceled. The order that was canceled was 300/14, not 500/19. As a matter of fact, the new order, 500/19, replaces a lot of previous orders, reestablishing the urgency of the situation, making sure any action to defend the homeland is authorized by orders that are in good standing. And so what does this say? Alex Jones talked about this yesterday extensively. As he pointed out, Shipley, the guy who put this, was just recently nominated by President Trump for promotion to the rank of Major General. He is currently a Brigadier General. What this new order summarizes is what it says in summary is that the Marines are ordered to active duty ISO defense, that is, in support of civil authorities. And as Mike Adams said when he spoke to Alex Jones, he said, I talked to a high-level Trump confidant concerning what Trump would do if the deep state attempted an illegal coup. Trump said they would call out the Marines and surround the White House, then legally and lawfully pursue the originators of the criminal coup. And we now have the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, Chuck Todd, and so forth. They are all pushing this idea that we have an unstable president, we have an unstable government, we have an authoritarian dictatorship, and it must be changed. Because they've done this. Every time they label somebody as a dictator, that's the first step to changing it. Remember Mr. CIA himself, George H.W. Bush, as he started to label Manuel Noriega a strong man, he just kept using that term, strong man Noriega. And of course, he was a corrupt individual. He was a partner of the CIA that then decided that he would go into business for himself. And so they eliminated him. But it's that that character assassination that precedes the actual assassination. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.Video, Video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.Video. Video. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.Video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video. I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that's your operation, would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future. The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt, and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy, but at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers, and InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So is this escalating to the point of martial law? We have John Brennan going on television and saying this is a very unstable government. I would compare this to the kind of government that we overthrow. Now, he didn't exactly say that, but he said I would compare it to third world failing government, right, where democracy has failed. It's not stable. The United States government is not stable, and we've got a tyrant in office. I tell you, they are orchestrating a coup. You know it. You know this is a coup. You know that this is a coup that is a partnership between people like Chuck Todd and the CIA Mockingbird Press, who absolutely refuse to talk about Biden, who get absolutely furious if you talk about Biden. And I'm going to play this back and forth exchange that preceded the interview with John Brennan when he went after Republican Senator Johnson. They were screaming at each other. I mean, this is a hot back and forth. Why? Because Johnson had the audacity to say that we ought to investigate Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden is clearly bragging on videotape to his buddies at the Council on Foreign Relations about how, like a mafia boss, he told these guys, you want that $1 billion in loan guarantees? Well, you fire that prosecutor who's investigating my son. He didn't say that part, but that's what was happening at the time. He said, you know what? I told him, I got to leave here in 6 hours. He better be gone by the time I leave. And he goes, son of a gun, that guy was fired. Now, you don't tell me that that was everything and more than they are accusing President Trump of. And they absolutely refuse to entertain any possibility that of any wrongdoing by Joe Biden. That is labeled a conspiracy theory by Chuck Todd, by everybody else. Do not talk about the crimes of Democrats. I tweeted this out September the 26th. I retweeted it today. I'll say it again. Democrats cannot commit a crime. Bureaucrats like John Brennan cannot commit a crime. McCabe, others, they cannot commit a crime. You do not ever fire them. They have lifetime employment. They can never do anything wrong. Hillary Clinton can commit multiple felonies, as Comey said, but it wouldn't serve our interests to come after her. And then immediately he goes after a sailor who took a picture of his bunk in a submarine. Oh, well, that was instantly born confidential, so I'm going to send him to jail for a year. But not Hillary Clinton, who violated national security in both quantity and in terms of magnitude. She desecrated the state religion of national security that is now everything has been sacrificed to it, except for Hillary Clinton. She walks free because the rule is no Democrat, no bureaucrat can commit a crime. The only crime is to investigate a Democrat or investigate a bureaucrat for the crimes that they committed. And that is rigorously being enforced by the establishment press. And so when we look at this, the question is, does this order that recently came out by President Trump focusing on U.S. Marines, is this just standard operating procedure? Or is this President Trump putting things in place as an insurance policy? Because we're talking about the CIA and the mainstream media here. And they have been able to move the polls. For the first time, public opinion polls are now slightly in favor of impeachment. And so if you want to read this order, you can see it at newswars.com. We have the article there. The title of the article is Exclusive Trump Activates U.S. Marine Reserves for Emergency Within the United States to Stop Illegal Coup. And if you want to read the order, the entire order is there. I'll just read this part of it to you. This is order to active duty to provide assistance in response to a major disaster or emergency, total force mobilization, activization, integration and deactivation plan in response to a major disaster or emergency within the U.S. Requests for federal assistance will come with little warning. And this is to be done when directed by the president in support of a request for assistance from a primary federal department or agency and so on. So you can read that order yourself. But at the same time, we've got CNN pushing the idea that Trump is going to resign. A la Richard Nixon. Oh, well, it says a former Trump Organization Vice President Barbara Rez, who was in Hillary's camp during the last election. So CNN brings her on and she says, well, you know, Trump is all about promoting himself and he's trying to save face. And so I think he'll do the same thing Richard Nixon did. If he sees impeachment coming, he'll just resign. I don't think so. But we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because we ought to have, yes, we do have a very corrupt government. I would agree with Brennan on that. And he is Exhibit A in the corruption. And we do have a lot of election tampering. And if you don't understand how that's going to be done, you know, $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook, a platform that was pushing for Hillary Clinton, the entire platform was pushing for her and social media. That had absolutely nothing to do with it, even if that came from a foreign government. It's ludicrous to think that that would have anything to do with the election. But if you control all of social media, if you control the news, and that's what DARPA's and Microsoft's News Guard is all about, putting a check mark next to some trusted organization like Washington Post, for example, you can believe everything that the Washington Post tells you, everything the New York Times tells you, everything that CNN tells you, but you can't believe anything that anybody else says. That's what NewsGuard is about. You know, it's a binary decision. Trust everything or don't trust anything, right? You don't evaluate each and every story based on the facts in it. They don't want you to think. They don't want your comments. So they shut that down. And then it gets even worse. Because DARPA has spent millions of dollars, a $10 million funding to a company that is a wholly owned subsidiary now of Microsoft, to control the electronic voting. It's called Election Guard. And let me tell you, that is where the real coup is going to come. They don't just have one plan. These guys don't put all of their eggs in one basket. They have a lot of different plans. And quite frankly, as I said before, I think this whole thing about Ukraine was there to take down Biden. And I think that what we're seeing going on now with President Trump is to create the impression with the media to hurt President Trump's popularity so that when they rig the election so that President Trump loses, they'll say, see, it was everybody just now views him as a failed, corrupt president. And they can put in whatever vote total they want and they can then justify it. Based on their phony opinion polls and based on their phony election voting. They're going to control the operating system, DARPA, the military, the deep state, DARPA, the military industrial complex research arm, has set up now with Microsoft and this other company. They set up Election Guard. They will guard all of the operating systems of all the different computers, you know, because, hey, it's very vulnerable. So we will be the arbiters of truth, and we'll be the people who count the votes. How about that? How's that going to work out for us? We know exactly how that's going to work out. So as this former Trump executive was saying, it'd be very, very, very bad for him to be impeached. I don't think he'll be found guilty, but I don't know that he wants to be impeached. And so I think he'll just resign. I don't think that's going to happen. I think their other plan is, like I said, they want to create this. But if they continue to go down this road, and if President Trump reacts in a certain way, we might have a martial law type of situation. How is that going to look here in America? Well, we can kind of get an idea of what it looks like in Iraq. Going back to last Thursday, martial law unfolding in Iraq. 30 protesters shot, internet blackout, 24-hour curfews. They'll shut down the internet. They'll put a curfew on you. See, this is where the rubber meets the road. This back and forth between Republicans and Democrats, it may be, you know, Washington, D.C., dirty politics going back and forth, but it can have real consequences for you and I. And this is what it's going to look like. So within the first 24 hours, 30 dead, over 1,000 wounded. Baghdad under around-the-clock curfew on Thursday, fueled by popular anger over corruption and unemployment. Could that happen here? Well, they are fueling anger over corruption. They've got a lot of angry Antifa people. And if the economy goes south, it's not only going to hurt President Trump's chances for election, but these people who are itching for a fight are going to see that as an excuse. They said, we'll keep going until the government falls, pledged a 22-year-old unemployed university graduate. Does that sound familiar? You think that Antifa is primed for this? All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about more about what has happened because it's now escalated. That was just the first 24 hours. We'll talk about what happened there. We'll talk about the economic situations that are developing here and how these people are spoiling for a fight and what it's going to mean to you and I when we come back. But before we go, just real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWars because, folks, that is what funds this organization here. And we got a great sale to help you, to help us. It's a win-win situation. Black Friday comes early. We got 50% off all InfoWars Live products, up to 50% off preparedness products, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield, X2, Nascent Iodine, Knockout, All Natural Sleep Aid, all those 50% off plus free shipping, double Patriot points. We'll be right back.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turned over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20 plus years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. However you want, be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So what does martial law, what does civil war look like in Iraq? Currently occupied by the U.S. military to some degree. I mean, we have been advising their government. We have a hand in that. What would it look like for us, for example? But let's take a look at what is going on with Iraq. As I pointed out, within the first 24 hours, they had 30 people killed, 1,000 wounded. Now, by Sunday, after 3 days of that, the death toll was up to 105. Eight of those killed were security forces. 6,107 people wounded, about 1,200 of those security forces. Mass arrests, curfews, blackout of information, internet shutdown, and so forth. This is what it will look like here in America, if and when this happens. And if it doesn't happen now, you know that Antifa and these other organizations are working in a concerted effort to make that happen. Things are escalating on both sides. They're creating a division that is continually being pulled apart in different directions. These people are Marxists. They want to institute an authoritarian government. They're shutting down our free speech. They want to take our guns. Everything is about mandates and dictates from a central authority. They want to control everything about the economy. They want to take over our transportation grid. They want to take away our ability to shoot, our ability to communicate, our ability to move. And they have useful idiots, just like they do in Iraq. And in Iraq, you can add into the issue a failing economy. That's a key part of this at the same time. And so, yeah, they've had massive bouts of gunfire, and the interior minister is saying that at no time did the government ever use live ammunition against protesters, and yet you've had prolonged battles between protesters with live ammunition and government forces, and that's one of the reasons why you've got more than 100 people killed, more than 6,100 people wounded, and that was as of yesterday. The prime minister there has armed himself with Article 8 of the Constitution, seeking to keep Iraq as a balancing point between all allies and neighboring countries. But the key thing in this is the deterioration of the economic situation. If you look at youth unemployment, it is about 40%. 40% of the country is under 14. 60% of the country is under 25. And of that 60% that's under 25, 40% of them are unemployed. Now, as we've talked about the changes that are coming, one of the reasons that Andrew Yang is talking about universal basic income is they're looking at that as a way that they hope they can pacify the population, I believe, until they can do a soft kill or enact a complete technocratic control of the population with a kind of social credit, a biometric surveillance network that they're putting in place very rapidly, because they have to have this in place within the next 10 years, actually probably sooner than that. Because as they start to replace jobs, and one of the industries that's going to be hit the hardest is going to be transportation and shipping. And I would also say the automobile industry. When you look at this prolonged strike right now between GM and the workers that are going on there, why is that happening? Well, it's because GM is not going to budge. Their president is a woke female, their CEO, I should say, and she doesn't like cars. She wants GM to be a mobility company. In other words, they want to be a partner of the government in terms of renting you transportation at the very most. But they will control the transportation. And so they're not budging with the workers there at General Motors. As a matter of fact, you know, it's kind of like, go ahead and make my day. I would love to shut your factory down because we don't want to sell cars anyway. That's not their business model anymore. Selling cars is not something that they want to do. And when you look at the moves to replace truckers, everybody is talking about 50% or greater unemployment in the transportation and shipping industries. Do you think that we have the possibility of this happening here? I mean, if this doesn't happen with President Trump and John Brennan and the deep state right now, it is going to happen in the next couple of years. So we're going to take a look at what happens when it hits the fan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think The West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
So as you look at martial law that has now unfolded, again, over 100 people killed, over 6,100 people wounded in Iraq, and the death toll continues to climb. They have shut down the internet. They have curfews everywhere. That is what it's going to look like here if it comes to that. And if it doesn't come to that, as we see President Trump issuing a presidential order, activating Marines and so forth, is that a standard issue? Well, you can read the article yourself. You can see the actual order at newswars.com. We have the article there. You can, you know, if it isn't happening with this, if it doesn't, and I hope it does not happen. But let me tell you, this is the plan. As you see Brennan going on national TV saying the U.S. is unstable, it's no longer a democracy, we have a tyrant in office, he is laying the groundwork to overthrow this government, either now or later. It's coming, and you better be prepared for what it's going to look like. So let's take a look at what it's going to look like and how it might happen here in the United States. Because, again, as I pointed out in Iraq, the underlying cause of this, as it typically is with every fourth turning, with every massive economic restructuring, Great Depression, a war, a worldwide war, or civil war, something, every time that happens, every 70, 80 years, and they know that the time is right for this, that's why they're pushing for all of this, that's why they're dividing everybody into the different camps. They want a civil war, very badly. And the thing that will be the trigger for it, of course, will be the economic issues, I truly believe. It is always, you know, we have a faulty understanding of the Civil War. It was not fundamentally about slavery. It was fundamentally about economics, the economic side of it, both for each side, for the South as well as for the North. You know, the South said, you're going to strangle us by depleting our labor supply and by putting tariffs on goods that are sold, brought into this country from other countries, and they're going to retaliate by blocking the products that we sell. And that almost brought the U.S. to the brink of civil war about 30 years earlier, even to how it was rolling out in South Carolina. They were the ones who were ready to secede, and you had the president put out an order saying, I'm going to call up the military if you secede. But it wasn't the right time from the standpoint of the public's preparedness for this. But it was truly about political control. You had a rise that was happening in the United States, as we saw also happening in Europe, especially in Italy. They had a civil war at the same time in the 1860s. Garibaldi and others had a civil war over the consolidation of power to a central government and the replacement of an agrarian-based society with an industrial-based society. Same thing happened in Italy. And if we ignore those fundamental economic moves there, and, you know, we go with the textbook government school version of history, then we don't really understand what's going on. It's fundamentally economic, just like the World War and the Global Depression that precipitated that as well. And now we're looking at this happening a third time. Millennials right now are putting everyday items like shoes and sweaters on payment plans, reports Zero Hedge. In a microcosm of how dire the consumer credit situation in this country has become, startups like Affirm are now offering credit to millennials who want to buy products that are not typically financed. You finance a house, you finance a car, big purchase items. Well, no, they're financing sneakers. Sneakers, everyday items. They're putting it on installment plans with Affirm. And you got one example here. A guy he buys a pair of white, pink, and green Nikes, and he has to pay for them over a six-month period. And it's going to get worse, folks. As I said before, once we start having massive automation taking jobs, replacing people who are in the service sector, I mean, we already replaced the manufacturing sector for the most part. We exported that to China, going back to the beginning of globalism being pushed by Henry Kissinger and others, opening up China under Nixon. But President Kissinger kicked that off, gave them the upper hand. They set in place the China price, which was a very high barrier for goods coming into their country, a very low barrier for goods coming from them to us. This Trump trade war that everybody likes to talk about, well, he was just trying to equalize the trade rates, right? They charge 10 times the tariffs that we charge on their goods, on our goods going into the country. So President Trump said, look, you can lower them to the 2.5% that we charge instead of the 25% that you charge. Or we can take them to zero if you want. That's fine with me, too. Or if you don't want to do either one of those, then we will raise them to your level of 25%. And they call that a Trump trade war. Let me tell you, that trade war happened a long time ago, and it took our manufacturing base. And we were told by all the conservative and libertarian think tanks, we said, you don't want to do those dirty manufacturing jobs. You'd love to just be able to get those products real cheap at Walmart, wouldn't you? And so we'll let them have slave labor. We'll give them a tariff inequity. We'll let them manipulate the currency. We'll let them steal our intellectual property and copyrights. All of that is part of the China price. And everybody said, yeah, that's okay. I can get my stuff cheap at Walmart. That's good. And then Walmart takes out all the small businesses in the towns. Now we got grocery stores are going under in rural areas. This kind of consolidation where everything is owned by just a few people is exactly what you see happening in China. In China, it was from the top down, and now they're doing it the same way here. In China, you've got the Communist Party and those who are politically connected, part of the Politburo. They own everything. It is a system of fascism. We call them the Chi-Coms. Well, that's very old school. They're no longer communists. They are fascists. The people in Hong Kong had it exactly right. They said they're Nazis, and they are. They're Nazis because they are nationalistic. China is very nationalistic. And they are working. Actually, there is a merger. They're not working with industry. They own, because the communists put themselves in charge. They got themselves sitting on the boards of all the corporations. They own all the corporations. And let me tell you, they're creating the same situation here in the United States. And the way that's going to play out, and again, as we continue to get poorer and poorer in this country, and millennials are now having to finance their Nike sneakers, and we're looking at 50% or more of those working in the transportation industry alone, transportation and shipping, losing their job in the next few years. And it's not just blue-collar people, folks. It's everybody. This move towards automation, we've never seen this kind of economic disruption ever. It's going to affect each and every industry. It's very wide. It goes across all industries. And it doesn't just affect the people at the bottom. It's not just going to affect the people who are delivering pizzas. It's not going to just affect the people who are making the pizzas. It's going to be the CEOs. It's going to be mid-level, and it's going to be executives. You know, there's massive disruption planned in South Korea. They think that there's going to be, by 2030, 70% of doctors and lawyers losing their jobs because of artificial intelligence and robotics. You can see the article on the Drudge Report about how they're using a combination of a robot, AI robot, and a little Segway device to replace realtors. When we have that kind of economic disruption, when we have massive unemployment, do you think we're going to have the same kind of situation that they've got in Iraq now? Yes, we are. And yet, when you look at this, think about the fact that the authoritarian left is itching for a fight. Antifa, everywhere we look, itching for a fight. And this, as the Gateway Pundit points out, the Antifa goon sentenced to 18 months for a brutal beating that nearly killed a Trump supporter. This was the Night for Freedom organized by Mike Cernovich, the one-year anniversary of Trump's inauguration. This guy was nearly killed by an Antifa thug, and he only gets 18 months. And now the guy is going to come after his assets. But guess what? He's an Antifa thug. He doesn't have any. But he's going to use that to discover who is organizing these people, who is funding them. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at how this is going to play out here. You think the police are necessarily going to be there to protect you? No, it's going to be like L.A.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact-check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Ryan Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And, of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, band.video. The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please, spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
All right, that's very important because as we look at what's happening, remember when Matt Drudge came to this studio and he said back in the fall of 2015, he said, look, what has been created here with social media is essentially a giant ghetto to corral everybody into this area. And after everything, come on, everything is free. You'll love it here. This is great. And you got people who spend that one individual, his triple amputee, the guy who was doing the private wall. He said, yeah, I spent $300,000 promoting at the urging of Facebook, spent $300,000 promoting my site there. And all of a sudden they just shut me down without any warning. And I can't get it back. It's all just flushed down. That's the way they run this. It was a rope-a-dope. You know, it used to be that people would try to figure out what Google was doing and do all kinds of search engine optimization so that people could find you on the on a search engine. And yet we know that Google has got their thumb on the scale with that now, quite frankly. But it even goes beyond the search engine, being able to find different sites. They now have gotten everybody used to, acclimated to, going to social media, going to Facebook, going to Twitter to find all these different places instead of going directly to the websites that you like. And that's why Alex did that video, that promo video, to show you just how easy it is to make sure that you mark the site that you want to go to. You know, everything does not have to go through Facebook and Twitter. That's what they acclimated everybody to. That was the design. And as we look at how this is rolling out everywhere, now Singapore has now put into law a fake news law. Fake news law. It'll give government ministers the power to order social media sites to put warnings next to posts that they deem to be false and, in extreme cases, order them to take it down. And, of course, Facebook, Twitter, and Google have their Asian headquarters in Singapore. They're very eager to comply with this. This is being rolled out on a global basis. It's way ahead of the game in China, but it's coming to everybody. That's why it's very important for you to go directly to band.video to understand. That's where you can go to see the reports. And, folks, we can't fund that if you don't support us. You've been very good about supporting us, but we really do need your assistance in this. That's why we've got the massive Black Friday Comes Early sale, 50% off of all InfoWars Life products, all of our natural supplements, natural, safe, effective supplements, 50% off, free shipping store-wide, and, of course, double the Patriot points. And when we look at preparedness products, you can get up to 50% off. That's things like gravity feed water filters, storable food that's going to last for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, resealable even after you open it. We got great discounts on that. Again, many of those up to 50% off, and you can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com because as we talk about, is it possible, you know, we got the article up at InfoWars, Trump putting out the order to the Marines, activating Marine reserves for an emergency within the U.S. to stop, perhaps, to stop an illegal coup? Is that really what is going on with this? I think that that is an element there. But you can read the order yourself at newswars.com. You can see that article there. Read it yourself. Nevertheless, folks, whether that is what this is or not, that day is coming. That day is coming. And it's going to come when we run into economic issues. You know, when we talk about what's going on in Hong Kong, many people were saying, is this situation in Hong Kong being fueled by the difficult living conditions there? Because you're already seeing the UN 2030 agenda being played out in Hong Kong. People were holding signs, go ahead and lock me in a jail. I am already in a cell in my micro apartment where we got six families. Each of us has a private bedroom that's just about the size of the bed. And then we all have to share a living room and a kitchen and a bathroom. And they're saying we can't continue to go on this way. That is the global plan. That is the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. But what they're trying to sustain is not the environment. It's not the planet. They're trying to sustain their tyrannical control over your life. And they will do that if we don't stop them. They will do it in the name of environmentalism, but they've already seen this happen in Hong Kong, and now the Hong Kong protests that have been going on for many, many weeks have been re-energized as the shooting of that one individual in the chest. It was caught on video, kind of like the Boston Massacre. It's kind of a 21st century version of that. So that's re-energized the protests there in Hong Kong. And what is happening there? Well, people, again, they're running out of cash. The ATMs don't have cash anymore. You've got home prices there tumbling by 20%. Even HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, is now looking like it's on shaky ground. It's all about the economics. It's fundamentally about economics. Yes, the people in Hong Kong are very focused on freedom issues. They do not want to be under the authoritarian control of the Chinese. And they have seen this. They've had pushbacks in the past as China has dictated propaganda be taught to their children in school, telling them how wonderful China, the Chinese government and communism is. And they know better than that because they've been one of the freest countries in the world. And so they have pushed back against this mainland Chinese control. But it's also about the economics, and that is going to be coming to us as well as we talk about the massive unemployment. And again, when you look at Andrew Yang and his idea of universal basic income, it is an extended welfare program to, number one, make you even more dependent on the government, but also to pacify you, so that they can then put in more controls over your life, more controls over your speech, more controls over your movement, more controls over your ability to shoot back. It's a pacification program, and that's why it's being supported even by Republicans and conservatives and libertarians, even people like Charles Murray, who wrote Losing Ground, talking about how destructive the welfare system had been to black families, people who lived in urban areas. He says completely eviscerated their families, and yet he's now out there advocating UBI. They're very afraid of what will happen. Because they know that we're coming to a point where things are going to come to a head. How is this going to look? I'm going to give you a couple of stories when we come back about things that have just happened with the police. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be like it was in L.A. with the Rodney King riots, with the Watts riots before that. They're going to protect themselves. They're not going to be there to protect you. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video, but it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video. The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy. But at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers. And InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off. My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it of your radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And you've got to share this with people, because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video. My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beat formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them, and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beats is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it out of the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beats today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com, and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages, and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beats at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now, we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beats with free shipping and double Patriot points.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, as the mainstream media is pushing the narrative of civil war, as you have the individual writing op-ed pieces for Yahoo's News saying, well, I went to CENTCOM and I was absolutely amazed. The military was on President Trump's side. What's the matter with these people? I worked in the intelligence community. I worked with the FBI and Homeland Security. You know, we understand how important it was for Hillary Clinton to be elected, and they're going to make sure that something like that happens. They're going to overthrow the election. That truly is what is the goal here. This is a CIA coup, and you can tell because they're not interested in looking at Biden's crimes whatsoever. And I'm going to underscore this with this back and forth between Senator Johnson and Chuck Todd. But just real quickly, I want to tell you, as I've been saying over this last hour, there is a massive societal disruption that is coming. They know it. You should know it by now. It is a well-documented trend of about every 70 to 80 years. The guys who coined the term millennial, looking at a generational repeating cycle of history, documented four generations, about 20 years apart, and a cycle that goes back over 500 years in American and English history. And now that trend has synced up worldwide, and they know that. And that's why the UN is pushing this 2030 agenda. That is a picture of the society that they want to create after there is a major civil war or world war or worldwide depression. And where are you going to be when all this happens? You know, President Trump, he may surround the White House with Marines and he may go to war with these other guys. But what is it going to look like in your life? I'll tell you what it's going to look like. It's going to look like the L.A. riots after Rodney King. You had Daryl Gates there, the police chief in L.A. He created the first SWAT teams. He went into it in a big way. Militarized the police there in L.A. Yeah, we're going to protect the citizens here in this country. Yeah. Yeah, he did that, didn't he? You know what they did? They circled the wagons around government offices. And they left the Reginald Denny's and the Korean businessmen to fend for themselves. And let me tell you, that's exactly what it's going to be like when it hits the fan this time. It's going to be much bigger. It's going to be everywhere all at once. And they're going to be protecting their own. And you better be prepared to protect your own as well. The money's going to dry up. The internet's going to go dark. And it's going to be every man for himself. That's what it's going to look like this time. Let me give you an idea. You think that's a too gloomy a portrait here? Just take a look at what just happened in Dallas and just outside of Dallas, as Free Thought Project pointed out about it. Remember we had the policewoman, Amber Geiger? Now she goes home to her apartment. She goes into the wrong apartment, and she sees a black man in her apartment. He's sitting at a table, eating. She pulls out her gun and kills him because she thought there was a black man in my apartment. She shot and killed him. What happened to her? Well, she just got 10 years for murder. Now, before you applaud, this is the family of Botham Jean. Thought they were finally going to see some justice at the police officer who killed their beloved son was found guilty of murder. But the judge was very sympathetic to her. The judge gave her a hug, after giving her 10 years. Now, this is a guy who was sitting in his own apartment eating ice cream. The police officer thinks it's her apartment, walks in, sees him there, shoots him, kills him. They're never going to see their son again. The judge actually gave Amber Geiger a hug before she was taken off to jail. The district judge, Tammy Kemp, who gave her only 10 years, and of course that's going to be reduced. She'll be paroled much earlier than that. Gave her a Bible, hugged her, and said, "You can have mine. I got three more at home." Now that was in Dallas. Nearby, in Denison, Texas, just a few miles north of where Geiger was murdered, Botham Jean, Geiger's the police officer, a man was sentenced to 99 years in prison. What did he do? Did he kill somebody? No. He swung his bare foot in the direction of a cop's head while he's being held down for a forced blood draw. Think about that. That's legal here in Texas. If they want to draw your blood, they can strap you down to the gurney. They can use any kind of force that they want. And if you resist, like this guy did, Donnie Mills, 59, sentenced to 99 years in prison because he kicked in the direction of a cop while officers were forcibly drawing his blood during a DUI stop. As Mills was being loaded onto a gurney, barefoot and angry, he swung his leg out at Officer Chris Bell, reportedly kicked him in the face. Since Mills was lying down, intoxicated, and had his hands cuffed behind his back and was barefoot, the kick was little more than a light shove. In fact, Officer Bell, reports Free Thought Project, Officer Bell was not injured and required no medical attention. Nevertheless, you kick a cop, you get 99 years. If you are a cop and you walk into somebody else's apartment, you think it's yours, and you shoot and kill them, you get 10 years and time off for good behavior. You think they're going to be protecting you? They're going to be protecting their own. Or take a look at this report, again, from Free Thought Project. Cop admits to conspiring with fellow officers to pull over innocent people to rob and beat them. Paterson, New Jersey. Police officer Daniel Pent charged an FBI probe of his department after he was caught stealing cash and property from innocent people. Pent would make up fake reasons to stop people. Then he would illegally search their vehicles or person and rob them. He admitted to the crimes, pled guilty to being part of a conspiracy in which several other officers also illegally stopped residents, both in their vehicles and on the street, stole money and other items from them. He also regularly used unreasonable and excessive force. Now, if you have a situation where there's martial law, we have this happening now. We have martial law. What's it going to look like? What do you think that's going to look like? And I'll tell you why they had a problem with this. This is happening all the time. Mainstream media doesn't talk about this. As a matter of fact, when Megyn Kelly came here to try to stab Alex Jones in the back as part of the Sandy Hook week that they had planned in advance, she interviewed each and every one of us. And one of the things when I was being interviewed by her, I mentioned civil asset forfeiture. And she said, what is that? Absolutely had never even heard of it before. Now, if you've listened to the program, you hear this from me frequently. Where these police officers and their conspiracy went wrong was that they didn't cut in the police department and the federal government on their theft. Because if they had done it and called it civil asset forfeiture, they would have been promoted. Because you can shake people down for absolutely no reason. You can steal their property. You don't have to even charge them with a crime. You know, let alone find them guilty. And you can take a $40,000 vehicle because you said you found a little nub of a marijuana cigarette there. And you don't even have to find it. You can drop it and plant it there. That's what we've allowed to happen. And we've allowed that to happen to our children as well with CPS. You know, they can take your children and you have to struggle to find out why, what justification they use. They don't even tell you what the charges are. They just take your kids. You got to sue them in court. You got to try to discover what it is that they claim that you did to try to prove that you're innocent. To try to prove that you're innocent. Do you hear that? Prove that you're innocent. You don't have any presumption of innocence. If we allow them to take our children and we've allowed them to take our property for a very long time, if we allow that type of thing to happen, is there any due process here? You know, when President Trump says we got to take the guns and do the due process later under the red flag laws, this is what we're going to be up against if we go into martial law. The big deal was that they didn't cut in the government. They kept the money themselves. They failed to mention the cash in the police reports. It's kind of like what happened at these universities. They got so upset with these wealthy actors who are buying their kids' way into the university. The problem was they didn't pay off the university. They paid off a third party. Well, these guys kept the money themselves. It's the corruption. It's who you cut in or who you don't cut in. All right, when we come back, I'm going to play that clip between Senator Johnson and Chuck Todd. That will tell you everything you need to know about the CIA media orchestrated coup.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years, and God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, that it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on bodies at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists and their Democrat minions are on the verge of taking this cold civil war hot. They have pushed and pushed and pushed and engaged in hoaxes and crimes and censorship and sabotage of the economy and attacks run by the UN on the border that are nothing short of war. And that's because it is a war by multinational corporations allied with the Chi-Coms and others with the Hollywood, America-hating, God-hating filth to try to capture the United States. This is 21st century war. And wars need money to be prosecuted. And we're actually winning the war, but the enemy's throwing their full weight at us right now. That's why we need financial support. It's a total 360 win. Double Patriot points. 50% off. Store-wide free shipping. It's about to end because we're running out of a lot of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. But I need you to get in there, step to the plate, get high-quality products you already need, and fund the information war. InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at what's going on. Again, the dog that did not bark ought to be the sign of what's really going on here. We have absolutely, it's not allowed to question Joe Biden and his son Hunter's corrupt dealings. That's off the table. We had this back and forth between Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and Chuck Todd on NBC yesterday, the Sunday talk shows. And I want to play this for you because it will vividly illustrate exactly the one-sided, phony concerns about corruption when you look at this. Let's go ahead and run video clip number one. I'll comment on this as we go through it. Video clip number one.
I have my third letter into the Inspector
General. Senator Ron Johnson.
Senator. Asking to just confirm, are you investigating those leaks that Peter Strzok talked about in that
section? All right, Senator, I have no idea
that's a setup. It is entirely irrelevant to this point.
Why a Fox News conspiracy propaganda stuff is popping up on here.
Hold it there. Hold it a second. Okay. This is the Fox News conspiracy theory now. Come on. You guys always gave us the credit for that before. But see, that's the way it rolls. Next, they'll be moving to take Fox News off of, a checklist of verified sources. That's really what this is behind, what's behind this. You know, they want a complete monopoly on this. They want to take out their competition. You know, CNN and NBC and others were tanking as InfoWars was rising. Oh, they're conspiracy theorists. Now they're saying that about Fox News because that's the way this rolls. First they come for InfoWars and they come for Fox News. You know, after they came for InfoWars, they came for 800 other alternative media sites. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy fact. It is a corruption fact. But I want you to just hear this angry back and forth between Chuck Todd. I'll go ahead and let the rest of this play out. I just had to jump in there. Chuck Todd and Senator Ron Johnson. Go ahead.
Senator, this is underlying exactly why President Trump is upset and why his supporters are upset at the news media.
Okay, this is not about the media. Senator Johnson, please. going, please answer the question that I asked you instead of trying to...
We're only going to talk about Trump. We don't want to talk about Biden.
...here that you're not criticizing
him.
I'm just trying to ask you a simple question of what made you wince. I'm asking a simple question about you clearly were upset that somehow there was an implication that military aid was being frozen because the president wanted an investigation. Why did you win?
Because I didn't want those connected. And I was supporting the aid, as is Senator Murphy, as is everybody that went to that initial inauguration. But here's the salient point of why I came forward. When I asked the president about that, he completely denied it. He adamantly denied it. He vehemently, angrily denied it. He said, I'd never do that. So that is the piece of the puzzle I'm here to report today, that unlike the narrative of the press, that President Trump wants to dig up dirt on his 2020 opponent, what he wants is an accounting of what happened in 2016. Who set him up? Did things spring from Ukraine? You know, there's a good piece we've got an oversight letter on from Politico in 2017, where let me quote the article. It says, Ukrainian government officials tried to help Hillary Clinton and undermine Trump. They did so by disseminating documents implicating a top Trump aide in corruption, suggesting they were investigating the matter. Ukrainian officials also reportedly helped Clinton allies research damaging information on Trump and his advisors. There is potential interference in the 2016 campaign.
Let me ask you this.
That's what Trump wants to get to the bottom of, but the press doesn't want to.
Ambassador,
the people who wrote this article are being pilloried. I'm being called a conspiracy theorist. John Solomon's being called a conspiracy theorist because the press is horribly biased, and Trump and his supporters completely understand that.
I understand that the way to avoid answering a question is to attack us in the press. I'm well aware of that, how it works.
No, I'm trying
let me ask you something.
Don't say anything about him because then you're avoiding. But if you call somebody a conspiracy theorist, you're not using any tactics.
Ambassador Volker said this. I explained that I believe that Mayor Giuliani continues to have a negative view of Ukraine based on assertions of actions that happened in 2016 and that this viewpoint is likely making its way to the president. Were you concerned that Rudy Giuliani's disinformation campaign, sort of Ukrainian propaganda campaign?
So you get the idea. We will not talk, and it is not allowed to say anything about Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, about Comey, or any of that investigation. We're not allowed to talk about what happened in the Ukraine. Not allowed. We will talk about Giuliani and Trump, and I will tell you what's going to be said about that. And if you say otherwise, you are a conspiracy theorist. Now, it is very well known. As a matter of fact, I interviewed a whistleblower from Ukraine who had to flee that corrupt government because he was afraid for his life, saying that he saw DNC officials, Alexandria Chalupa and others, go there during 2016 to manufacture information, just like they manufactured the dirty dossier. They wanted to manufacture information about President Trump. If they couldn't find it, they wanted to manufacture it. And there wasn't anything there. He didn't have any connections there. And you also, as Michael Tracy tweeted out, a Ukrainian court ruled in 2018 that a Ukrainian law enforcement agency, quote, meddled in the electoral process in the United States in 2016. So you're going to call everybody that says that a conspiracy theorist? Well, then I guess the Ukrainian court ruling is a conspiracy theory as well, Chuck. It doesn't matter. Facts do not matter to these people because they now have pretty much a monopoly on information because President Trump has set back as the corporations have colluded together with each other and with the giant technocratic elite of Silicon Valley to take complete control of the internet narrative. After they roped everybody into their little ghettos, they shut the doors. And decided who they would silence and who they would let speak. And, of course, you are also being silenced, not just InfoWars. You are also being silenced. So we got a New Yorker journalist, same journalist who had pushed the idea, Jane Meyer. She was part of the anti-Kavanaugh crusade, one of the big players there, as Zero Hedge points out. The narrative-shaping establishment minions are scrambling to make us understand that former Vice President Joe Biden and his son simply couldn't have engaged in textbook corruption in Ukraine and China. And any investigation into these allegations is beyond the pale. Again, what I said when this first came out, and I retweeted it today, September 26th, I said, you got to understand, Democrats and bureaucrats cannot commit crimes. The only crime is to investigate them when they commit crimes. Those are the rules. Those are the Kafkaesque rules that Washington and the establishment press operate under now. And so, you know, when she talks about this, she's now writing pieces, basically saying that this is nothing but a conspiracy theory. If you talk about Joe Biden, this is a conspiracy theory. And yet, as I said from the very beginning, the whole reason this came out now was to take Joe Biden out of the running. And now that's kind of had its effect. He's now in fourth place in the most recent quarter, fourth place in terms of fundraising. He's having closed door meetings as he's trying to squeeze more money out of the big Democrat donors. But the Democrat establishment has already decided that they're going to cut his throat. And since they couldn't do it by attacking him for his senility, for his age, they decided they would do it by leaking this stuff out as corruption and then make this kind of, you know, come after President Trump as well. Even the Washington Post is now coming out with a headline. It is a troubling tale of privilege between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. You know, Hunter Biden, the story of the Bidens, father and son, is more pathetic than nefarious, says the Washington Post. So they want to discredit him. They don't want to punish him. They just want to get him out of the way so that they can put somebody in there who has a little bit of a chance. I don't know that they do have a chance, quite frankly. As President Trump is pointing out, they were paid off. Everybody understands that. And even as the mainstream echo chamber of the press is saying, we're going to talk about Trump and nobody but Trump now. You know, they've done their job on Biden. He's gone. Now they're going to try to focus exclusively on Trump. If you bring up Biden, you're pushing a conspiracy theory. And by now focusing everything on President Trump, they have now turned for the first time massive public opinion, according to 532. And I don't know, polls are polls, right? They were wrong the last time. They use polls to push public opinion, don't they? But they're now telling us that a slight majority, it's about even, but it's a, you know, 1 or 2 percentage point increase to favoring impeachment of President Trump to not favoring impeachment of President Trump. But as they look at individual districts, they still find in some key districts that people are not buying it. So they're going to have to keep pushing harder. And they're going to be able to do that if they've got a monopoly on information. That's why, folks, we need your help here at InfoWars. Make sure you go to our site, go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds us here. That's what keeps us on the air. That's what keeps the free press free. We've got a great sale right now, 50% off all InfoWars Live products, free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 50% off preparedness products. We'll be right back.
You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please, spread the word about Infowars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfowarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, not only do we have Joe Biden, don't look at Joe Biden. If you look at Joe Biden, that's a conspiracy theory. If you talk about what Peter Strzok and Lisa Page did, that's a conspiracy theory, says Chuck Todd, as he screamed at Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin. Just played that for you in the last segment. But now some other stuff has surfaced. As people are going back and looking at the archives. This is something that has been talked about for quite some time. As I pointed out, I talked to a whistleblower who was talking about Alexandria Chalupa and others. The mainstream press, really, for the most part, didn't pick it up. There was a story here and there. Politico picked it up at one point. And that article got Joe Biden very, very upset. When he saw the article in Politico that was done after we covered Alexandria Chalupa, it was done in January of 2017. There was a Post article in a Kiev Post, that's in Ukraine, confirmed that Biden was in Ukraine shortly after the Politico article's release, and that he met with one of the people, that with the president in Ukraine. And Biden, when he saw that Politico article, was very, very upset. He was so upset about it that he said, according to sources who were there, on his January the 15th, 2017 trip to Kiev, he reportedly told the president, the then president, Poroshenko, he said, "You effed up. What we were working on was all leaked to the press." Oh, Joe, you know, he just, that's one of the things you got to love about Joe. You know, he just can't hold back those urges to kiss all the little children and to fondle the women. And he can't keep control of his mouth either, can he? That's one of the reasons why the Democrats are pushing this corruption stuff to the front to get rid of him. And they have now. He's fallen to fourth place in terms of money. It doesn't really matter where he is in any of the polls. He's not in first place in the polls anymore. We now have Hiawatha in first place. But It's really, when they look at serious candidates, they look at the money. And right now, they're putting their money on a different horse than Joe Biden. So that part is gone now. Yeah, Joe Biden is they're saying it's really a pathetic tale of privilege, says the Washington Post, but it's not nefarious. You know, those poor guys, you know, they're just, you know, these privileged white males. And we get a, you know, because they're Democrats, we give them a little bit of a pass. But we don't really want to lock them up. But that we wouldn't be served by that. It's kind of like what James Comey said, you know, yeah, Hillary Clinton, she committed multiple felonies, but we're not going to do anything about it. That wouldn't serve us to do anything about that. And now we're seeing that from the Washington Post about Joe Biden. We just got to move him out of the way. And so what had happened was the Politico article talked about how Alexandria Chalupa, who had connections to Ukraine. She was a DNC operative. She went to the Ukrainian embassy. I reported all this many times as well. And this was months before you had the DNC hack. This was months before you had the filthy fiction, the dirty dossier commissioned by these people. The first thing that they were trying to do was they were trying to establish a corruption narrative with Manafort. They realized that Manafort had been in Ukraine. And, of course, yeah, so had Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta. But again, you got to understand that Democrats and bureaucrats cannot commit crimes. It's only Republicans who commit crimes. And the only real crime is to investigate Democrats and bureaucrats who commit crimes. And so what they wanted to do was they wanted to create a narrative using Alexandria Chalupa and corrupt officials in the Ukrainian government. They wanted to create a narrative about Paul Manafort that would then go back and take down President Trump and completely ignore anything that John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager and former lobbyist, did, because he was involved with the same people that John Manafort was, Paul Manafort was. So this is now we see a quote going back nearly a couple of years ago. Joe Biden saying, you messed up. Well, he didn't actually use those terms.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video, but it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, as it surfaces that then Vice President Joe Biden said to then President of the Ukraine, you effed up. All that we were working on was leaked to the press after he saw the Politico report. And it's not just that and the videotaped bragging at the Council on Foreign Relations. You're not allowed to look at any crimes the Democrats do, and they are loaded with crimes. As a matter of fact, Rudy Giuliani, in an appearance, I think it was yesterday, one of the Sunday shows, goes on to talk about Joe Biden's crimes in another country, Romania, not just China and Ukraine, but he was also there in Romania as well. Let's play that clip. Video clip number 6.
The Biden campaign has written to the network saying that you should not be booked on any show on television because journalists are allowing you to make unhinged, unfounded and desperate lies. Your response?
You don't let me get a sentence out. You contradict me immediately. Okay. You watch the interview with one of the Biden cronies or one of the Democratic lapdogs, and they get 15 minutes to answer a question, and they get to say stupid things like, Hunter Biden says I didn't do it. End of story. With me, they contradict me before I get 1 minute into the sentence. So I don't get to say anything uncontradicted. The reason they don't want me on is they know something you're not reporting on. I've got it all.
All right.
I got it all.
Conversation will continue.
There's a lot more to come out. We haven't moved to Romania yet. When should we get to Romania? Here's my concern.
Gotta go.
The guy's a crook, big time, and he made a mockery of the United States of America. We are laughed at in the Ukraine. In the Ukraine, they say, you lecture us on corruption, and your idiot press can't figure out that we were paying off Joe Biden. And what do you think the Chinese think?
Rudy Giuliani.
The Chinese were paying $1.5 billion to Rudy. This kid. They were buying the vice president.
We appreciate your coming on. Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And what about Romania? Well, we're out of time. We don't have time to talk. That's Fox News, folks. That's Fox News. That conspiracy theory website, according to these other people, right? No, there's actually a civil war going on at Fox News. You got Tucker Carlson telling the truth and the rest of them becoming CNN. The thing is rapidly shifting there at Fox News. That was Howard Kurt. And he was shutting down Rudy Giuliani, who wanted to talk about what's going on in Romania, but he wouldn't let him talk about it. You know what, Rudy, you want to come on here and talk? I'll let you talk. I'll give you the chair, and you can go into this stuff as deep as you want. You're welcome to come on anytime, and I won't cut you off. I'll let you talk about Romania. We can talk about China. We can talk about Ukraine, and there's probably other things that we can talk about as well. As President Trump said, this is nothing other than a payoff. And I've said that here as well. Look at Hunter Biden. You know, here's this guy. He's on the board of a biometric surveillance company in China. And they get handed a massive contract there in China by the Chinese government, of course, just as Vice President Biden visits. What an amazing thing. Is Hunter Biden, is he an expert in computer software, hardware, artificial intelligence? No, he doesn't know anything about any of that stuff. Just like he doesn't know anything about the natural gas industry in Ukraine. And yet, it isn't what you know, it's who you know, isn't it? And Hunter knows the vice president or the former vice president. That's how this all works out. And then, of course, like I said, it is a crime to investigate the crimes of Democrats and the corruption of Democrats. They cannot commit crimes, even though, you know, they are doing it in one country after the other. Nancy Pelosi's son, also a board member of an energy company, traveled to Ukraine, and get this, Nancy Pelosi herself is featured prominently in the ads for the company. Because, you know, if you got politicians in your pocket, you want to brag about that to potential investors because, hey, we have the inside track. That's the way in a corrupt society, as America is becoming a corrupt society, this story from teaparty.org. Broken by Patrick Cowley at National File. Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., went to Ukraine in 2017, was a board member of Viscoil and an executive at its related company, NRG Lab, which did energy business in Ukraine. And Nancy Pelosi appeared in a promotional video for the company. She's cutting ads for these people. Remember, Nancy Pelosi was the one who profited so lucratively for insider trading. Remember when we had Martha Stewart go to jail for insider trading? Well, she didn't actually go to jail for insider trading. She didn't do any insider trading. She went to jail because they manufactured a situation where they said she lied to the FBI. Same thing they're doing coming after General Flynn. Well, no crime was committed, but we'll just send you there anyway. And so Nancy Pelosi actually did insider trading. Because it's legal if you are a congressperson, right? No problem. You can do that all the time. And we'll play seven and show people Nancy Pelosi. She's cutting the commercials for these people. But Nancy Pelosi can do insider trading, and it's not a problem. And it was exposed by 60 Minutes, and so they called it the Pelosi Bill. And they quickly enacted something, said, we want to avoid any, position of impropriety. Do you think that's corruption if they can do insider trading when they make the rules, when they change the rules, when they favor one company over another, when they favor one industry over another, and they can trade and do it legally and profit off of that? Those are the rules that Nancy Pelosi went by. And when they came through and they called it the Stock Act, they put that in. To limit insider trading, to make it a crime like it is for everybody else. It wasn't a crime for Congress or their staff. They put that on. They left it on for about 8 months, and then they quietly removed it. And so here you have Nancy Pelosi and her son. Her son's on the board of the energy company. She is featured in the company's ad. Let's play that ad, number seven.
The best way to predict the future is to create it yourself. When President Obama became president of the United States, he elevated science to a higher place in our national priority.
Hold that right there. You know, this is part of the commercial. The best way to predict the future is to make it. I mean, that's what she did with the insider trading, isn't it? I mean, secret of my success. I make the rules. I know what's going to happen in the future because I'm defining who's going to be winners and losers because we're going to control and dominate the economy from Washington. That's their tactic. And so I can get very rich, and she did get very rich. And then she cuts commercials. Play a little bit more of that commercial that she cut for NRG Lab. Nancy
science,
Pelosi.
Science and science. Breaking our crippling addiction to oil. They are developing desirable, efficient cars that get more than 100 miles per gallon. My son Paul, who is here with me, tells me that that is par for the course and not to be overwhelmed by that prospect that will be considered the normal.
We're having a very exciting day here in Washington, D.C.
Paul. Yeah.
A lot of focus on innovation and technology to help solve a lot of the world's energy crisis.
D.C. in green.
Spills, which
the
we'll
cash
be participating
kind.
In. Cars and efficiency, which is represented today. And space and different adventures and using technology from space to make human conditions better here. My name is Paul Pelosi. Of course, I'm on the board of Viscol Oil. And Viscol's here today to talk about accelerating the future.
All right, let's hold it there. So if you're selling this prospectus to people, you've got the Ukrainian company. He's got, look at this. I've got Nancy Pelosi and her son in my pocket. And we're going to Washington. And we're going to have the inside track on all these different industries. Because that's the only way you're going to survive in corrupt America. You've got to be somebody like Elon Musk or Nancy Pelosi's son in order to get a contract and make money and have a business anymore, because these people will shut you down if they don't put you in jail. They will set the rules up. You know, I make the rules and I can predict the future because I'm going to be making the rules, says Nancy Pelosi. And then it's not just Nancy Pelosi and the Bidens, but it's also little Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff's campaign. Is connected to a Ukrainian who raised money for Adam Schiff. This Ukrainian raised money for Adam Schiff, and the Ukrainian, lo and behold, got very lucrative defense contracts after that as well. This is DCDirtyLaundry.com pointing that out. 2013, Pasternak, Igor Pasternak.
Igor.
Hump? What hump? what graph? I don't have any graph on my back. He's got a Democrat label on his back. He hosted a fundraiser in Washington for Adam Schiff. Imagine that. Before that time, Schiff rarely, if ever, mentioned Ukraine. Then he put it on the map.
The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy. But at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers. And InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.Video, Video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.Video. Video. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.Video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
All right, welcome back. We're going to take a look at the successor of Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, or as I think we ought to call her, Lia Watha, because she's been caught red-handed and yet another lie, not just the one about being an Indian princess. is she going to dress up as an Indian princess for Halloween this year? I don't know. I probably won't. She still does feel justified in that, you know, because, again, she's coming from the postmodern world. And, you know, those of us at a certain age don't really understand where postmodernism is coming from, right? You know, we look at something and we say, well, if you got two people that are saying something mutually exclusive, well, one of them has to be lying, right? Well, not necessarily, not in the postmodern world. See, each of them can have a truth. And so, you know, she can be not an Indian and an Indian at the same time, because we're now living in a postmodern world. This is why it's so difficult to understand the people who have been brainwashed by our educational system, especially the universities, because they've been thoroughly immersed in postmodernism. And so if 2 + 2 = 5 for them, even if you insist that it's 4, well, they say, you know, both of you can be right. You know, there isn't any contradiction, even though there is a contradiction. Nothing is true. You know, we just are not communicating properly. I have a truth. You got a truth. We've all got a truth. And so Elizabeth Warren has a truth that she was fired because she was pregnant. Clearly a case of discrimination against Elizabeth Warren. And yet, as some people went back and dug it up, they found that way back when, back in 2007, 12 years ago, she had a different story. Here's Elizabeth Warren then.
I was married at 19 and then graduated from college, actually, after I'd married. And my first year post graduation. I worked, it was in a public school system, but I worked with the children with disabilities. And I did that for a year. And then that summer, I actually didn't have the education courses, so I was on an emergency certificate, it was called. And I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me.
Mm.
And I was pregnant with my first baby. So I had a baby and stayed home for a couple of years. And I was really casting about, thinking, what am I going to do? My husband's view of it was, stay home. We have children. We'll have more children. You'll love this. And I was very restless about it.
Okay. So, it's like, so what are we going to do about this? Let's see. It was her decision. It was her husband's decision. But now she's casting about for a way to make herself look like a victim. See, that's the consistent thing about Elizabeth Warren. She always makes herself look like a victim, and she lies about it to make herself look like a victim. Help me. I was disadvantaged. I was born part Indian, 1/1000th of an Indian. And as a matter of fact, as people pointed out, they looked at the DNA test that she had. She said, see, I did a DNA test, and I've got a little bit of Indian blood in me. It's like, well, most people of European origin do, and most white people in America have more Indian blood twice as much on average as Elizabeth Warren does. So she's twice as white as the average white person, and yet she puts this out there that she's an Indian. Beto doesn't even have to do a DNA test. He's Hispanic because he adopted the name. He identifies. He sees himself as Hispanic. So he is a trans Hispanic. Don't question him. It's true for him. And so it's true for Hiawatha as well. But always, these people come up with something that makes them look like a victim. She was victimized. Told everybody she was fired because she was visibly pregnant. No, she said, I got pregnant. I really was just kind of on a temporary situation there as far as teaching. We talked about it. My husband said, you're going to love being a mother. Well, she doesn't want to put that out there. And so she got out. But she's got some other lies that are coming along. As a matter of fact, she wants to lie about health care and how she can provide it for everybody, especially people who are not American citizens, putting foreign citizens first before Americans, forgetting about the cost because, it just doesn't add up. Now, we don't have to worry about tens of trillions of dollars for this program and tens of trillions of dollars for that program because, 2 + 2 = 5. It's whatever she says. As New York Post writes, blue-collar voters are starting to fear that the Democrats have abandoned them. Well, I would hope that blue-collar voters understand this by now. Do you really think, is there really any question that you've been abandoned by the Democrats? Just take a look at California. Just take a look at the fact that foreign citizens who criminally trespass in this country, they call them DACA recipients. These are not people who were even born in America. These are not anchor babies. These are people who were born in another country, and then they decide to come here. But because they haven't reached a certain age yet, right? Now, this is, kind of the Democrats. Personhood is it's just the opposite of what happens with an unborn baby, right? With an unborn baby, we cannot stop you at the state level. We cannot stop you from murdering your baby before the first trimester. The Supreme Court told us, and so we got to back off and do whatever the Supreme Court says, right? According to the Constitution, right? No, that's not in the Constitution, but we do it anyway. We do it anyway. But, you don't become a person, according to Democrats. As a matter of fact, in New York, you don't become a person even at full term. They can still kill you. But you do become a person if you're in another country. As a matter of fact, you become an American in another country just by deciding that you're going to be an American. You can be born in another country, but you're an American in your mind, and so you are an American. And you can come here, and you can get in-state tuition in any state. The Democrats will give it to you. You can get health benefits already in California that are superior to the people that were born in California. They're just Californians. They're just Americans. They don't count for anything, right? If you're foreign, though, we'll hold that out as a carrot to get more people in. You think the blue-collar voters are finally realizing that the Democrats have abandoned them? Well, I would hope so. AOC has got a new anti-poverty bill that would give illegal immigrants access to even more government benefits than they are currently getting. She calls that a just society. I think that it is quite obvious what they're trying to do and how they're betraying blue-collar Americans, white-collar Americans, every kind of American. They don't want Americans to have anything. They're giving the country away. We'll be right back. We're going to have Marty Gottesfeld's wife join us to talk about what is going on in the communication management units. Yeah, that's what they call some of these prisons. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video, but it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video. I'm up here with the crew. It's late at night, but I can't leave the office because history's happening right now. This is a battle of wills between those that want a free world and those that want tyranny. Those who've bet against humanity and those who've bet on humanity. So I am so thankful to you, the listeners. You are the salt of the earth. You're the people that understand what's happening and who've helped launch a worldwide revolution against tyranny. So I thank you again, but please understand how important you are and understand that your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support is absolutely more critical than ever. Not just for President Trump, but for InfoWars, who is President Trump's bullhorn of nationalism and patriotism. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports. Support yourself with great products at InfoWarsStore.com. This big mega sale that I call Black Friday comes early is about to end. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the amazing supplements and all the emergency goods at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share band.video. Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turned over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years, and God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've talked the entire program about the attempted coup by the CIA that continues to roll out, how the mainstream media is attacking anybody who wants to talk about any Democrat crime or collusion, a conspiracy theorist. Even Fox News shutting down Rudy Giuliani. He says, well, you know what? We've talked about Ukraine. We talked about China. Let me talk about, they won't let, you won't let me talk, he says to Howard Kurt. at Fox News. Said, what about Romania? I was like, well, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us, Rudy Giuliani. You know, I've been cutting him off everywhere. Just call him a conspiracy theorist and shut him down, just like they did, just like Chris Todd did with Senator Ron Johnson. You're a conspiracy theorist if you think that there was something going on with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And if you don't think, and if you think that this is connected to the people who were there in Ukraine working, not only enriching Biden, but at the same time trying to create a narrative of corruption for President Trump, trying to tie Manafort into suspicious activity. No, he didn't do anything that Hillary Clinton's lobbyist campaign manager Podesta didn't do. I mean, they had same clients there in Ukraine. But, you know, we're not allowed to look at the crimes of the Democrats. Democrats don't commit crimes. Bureaucrats like Strzok and Page, they don't commit crimes. The only crime is to investigate them. And as we look at this, I want to bring this home a little bit more directly to you and I. And that is to Big Pharma, a good example of another group that is above being questioned. You know, we look at what has happened with the Sackler family. These are the people who were, I guess, the owners of Purdue Pharmaceuticals or major stockholders, whatever. They are now reported, according to the Wall Street Journal, to have profited from between $12 to $13 billion, billion with a B, from the Sackler family, from pushing opioids on people. Pushing the opioid epidemic. And as I reported here many times, opioids are no more effective than over-the-counter pain medication. They're just addictive and very, very profitable. And we've talked about this for years, how the big pharmaceutical companies would hold, would do everything. Have seminars, invite doctors, send them on junkets, and tell them how they needed to prescribe opioids and so forth. It got a little bit seamier than that, quite frankly. We're not going to go into all the different things that they did with women who were supposedly sales reps. Pharmaceutical sales rep is probably the oldest profession, as they say, right? But they would do anything to get these doctors to prescribe the opioids. And so we had several states sue Purdue Pharmaceutical. And, you know, they looked at it and they said, well, you know, I think that maybe the Sackler family made about $4 billion. That's what the Massachusetts Attorney General said. They worked up a settlement because they had thousands of lawsuits of people whose lives have been ruined. You know, we even had Chris Christie, when he was running for president, said, I had a friend of mine is a lawyer. He hurt his back. The doctor prescribed opioids as a pain medication. He got addicted to it. He was very successful, but he lost his law firm. He lost his home. He lost his family, and eventually he committed suicide. And so we ought to criminalize marijuana. It's like, what? How is that connected in any way whatever to this? And yet when we look at what happens with somebody like El Chapo, right? If you go back not too long ago, people were talking headlines, a staggering wealth of El Chapo, the billionaire cocaine dealer. And, you know, we had Ted Cruz at the time saying, you know, President Trump could take his money. He could build the wall. He has so much money. Let's put that in perspective, right? You're talking about somebody who's got $14 billion. That's what they estimated El Chapo had. $14 billion. I don't know if that included his fleet of supercars or not, you know, but $14 billion. But the Sackler family now, who is, you know, saying, oh, we've only got $4 billion. And so they put together a deal with all these different state attorney generals, and they did a plea bargain, and they said, all right, we'll set the figure at $10 billion. So now they're going to, now the Wall Street Journal says, no, actually, they made about $12 to $13 billion off of that. So these guys, these criminals, these drug dealers, these Purdue pharmaceutical people who have caused as much of maybe more harm than El Chapo did and the Sinaloa drug cartel. You know, I have a lot less sympathy for somebody who looking for a recreational high gets addicted to something. I don't, you know, I have sympathy for them, but they made a foolish decision. But when you get addicted, like Chris Christie's a friend or many other people, you get addicted to something because you trusted your doctor. You weren't looking to have a recreational high, but you get addicted. It ruins your life. It takes your life. And it's being done by the big pharmaceutical companies. Isn't that a worse crime? I think it is. I think it's a far worse crime. And they made about as much money as El Chapo. Now, El Chapo, they're talking about, well, we can do civil asset forfeiture. We don't even need to bother with a trial or due process. We can just take all of this. That's the way they operate under the war on drugs. But the war on drugs doesn't operate that way when it comes to big pharmaceutical companies. They get to keep the profits. They get to negotiate the profits. They get to come to the table with state attorney generals from all these different states. And they say, well, you know, $4 billion, $10 billion, and keep the money. Why aren't they using civil asset forfeiture against Purdue Pharmaceutical? If anybody ever deserved that, and quite frankly, nobody does. Everybody deserves due process. Even the drug lords at Purdue Pharmaceutical deserve due process. Even El Chapo deserves due process. But if anybody should have civil asset forfeiture invoked against them, racketeering influenced and corrupt organizations, all that kind of stuff, if anybody ought to have that, it ought to be these pharmaceutical companies. And we're only just talking, that's just one of them. Johnson & Johnson was involved in this as well. You got many companies that were involved in the opioid epidemic, and they're going to walk, and they're going to take the cash, unlike El Chapo. Unlike El Chapo. You know, he had Sinaloa drug cartel. They're connected, you know, but even though they're connected, even though they had powerful friends like HSBC, where James Comey was on the board of directors, and HSBC gave the Sinaloa drug cartel their own personal checkout window where they could launder their cash. And they got, you know, tagged twice by the Obama administration, Eric Holder. Ah, they're too big to jail. We'll just give them a little slap on the wrist, a little bit of a fine. And then they did it again. I had the whistleblower from HSBC on. I talked to him. He said, yeah, you know, they said, well, we'll look for these drug dealers and these terrorists that we've been laundering the money for. We'll put in some search terms. And then what they did was they went into the database, and in the search term, they put a space or period or something like that, so the terms would not match up. And the whistleblower was the one who caught that and blew the whistle. And they still didn't do anything to them. And they're not doing anything to the big pharmaceutical companies, just like they don't do anything to the people who sell Prozac and SSRIs. This story here from DCDirtyLaundry.com. If you were the head of a drug company, if you had no conscience, if one of your drugs was causing people to commit murder, if many lawsuits against your company were waiting to go to trial, and if the first such trial was convening, and if the verdict in that case would influence the outcome of all the other lawsuits, what would you do? Well, what they did 30 years ago, Eli Lilly, the maker of Prozac, secretly paid off plaintiffs in a court case, the families of victims killed by a man who went violently crazy after taking Prozac. The mass shooting took place in 1989 in Kentucky. A person writing this article says, I covered the case in 1999, by which time the Lilly payoff was an open secret among lawyers, doctors, and reporters. But now we have confessions from the plaintiffs who took Lilly's money. In the trial, Eli Lilly was exonerated, absolved of any blame for murders by the jury. But we've told you this over and over again. We've told you that if you want to see a pattern of violence in this society, yeah, you can take a look at how Hollywood is selling this in a very sick way with the Joker movie. That's my opinion. I haven't seen it. I don't intend to see it. As a matter of fact, I think about the only movie I have any interest in seeing this year is the Richard Jewell movie that's being done by Clint Eastwood. He's the only person in Hollywood that even makes real movies. The rest of these things, you can just label them as LGB TV because that's basically what they've become. But when you look at the history of SSRIs, we called them murder-suicide pills, and we did it for a reason. I had, if you want to see more about that, go to SSRIStories.net. You can see that everywhere. All right, we're going to be right back. When we return, we're going to have Dana Gottesfeld on with us.
You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize you're in this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air. Your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video. The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please, spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking to the wife of Marty Gottesfeld. He's being held in a communications management unit, a CMU. Do you know what that is? We're going to tell you a little bit about that. You should be very concerned about that. You know, as Americans, we're supposed to have the right to free speech. That's being taken away from us everywhere. Everywhere. But that right also applies to prisoners. Yes, prisoners still have a right to free speech, especially prisoners, because we have a Justice Department that has been caught over and over again rigging trials, hiding exculpatory evidence. In other words, evidence that would show that you were innocent of a crime. And they have targeted people for political purposes. Marty is a whistleblower. What's all these crocodile tears we see from the mainstream media about whistleblowers, and they don't pay any attention to Marty Gottesfeld? Oh, that's right. Marty talked about the rich and politically connected people. And that's what got him in trouble. Because, you know, those people can't commit crimes. If they commit crimes, it's just a little indiscretion and we don't pay any attention to it. But if you expose that, that's a very dangerous thing. And what he did was he exposed the crimes of a very politically connected hospital, Boston's Children's Hospital, connected to Harvard and connected to a lot of very powerful politicians. It was a case of medical kidnapping. And we've talked about this many times. Marty is now serving hard time. You know, we have that double standard I talked about early in the program. You know, the police officer, Amber Guyon, or Geiger, walks into what she thinks is her apartment, sees a black man in her apartment, and she, you know, he's sitting there eating cereal or something at the table, and she shoots and kills him. She gets 10 years. And, of course, that's going to be a very light sentence. She'll get off pretty early. But then at the same time, just a few miles away, another case, a man who is being tied down against his will to have a forced blood draw. He's on the gurney. He's handcuffed, strapped on the gurney. He's kicking around with his bare feet, and he kicks one of the police officers in the head. He gets 99 years. Yeah, that type of justice system is what we're talking about. And there's a lot of people in jail, like Marty, a whistleblower who does not deserve to be there. And he does deserve to speak out against this corruption. But that's what the CMU is all about. So I wanted to have his wife on, Dana Gottesfeld. And I wanted to talk about what is going on with the Communications Management Unit, because they don't want to talk about the fact that such a thing exists here in the United States. You got people like Schaefer Cox put in one of these as well. We need to pay attention to what's happening to these people. When you look at what's going on with President Trump, do you think that if they can do that kind of, you know, President Trump says, wait a minute, I've got a right to due process. I've got a right to confront the people, my accusers and so forth. And they say, shut up to the president. You think they're going to give you a fair trial or your neighbor? And if they can do this to your neighbor, they will do it to you eventually. So joining us now is Dana Gottesfeld. Thank you for joining us, Dana.
Hi, David. Great to see you. How are you doing?
Hi, doing good. How are you doing? And how is Marty doing? That's what we wanted to get an update on.
Actually, I haven't heard from Marty in 5 months and 1 week.
Wow.
They cut off all of his communications. They're holding him totally incommunicado from friends, family, supporters, media. The only way I've been able to follow what's going on with him is his docket in the Southern District of New York suing the former acting director of the BOP, Hugh Hurwitz, and some officials from MCC New York.
So it's the Bureau of Prisons, the BOP, the Bureau of Prisons. So you've seen these filings. That's the only thing that you can get from your husband. They have the Communications Management Unit is there to basically seal off any communications from prisoners there. And it looks like they're doing a good job doing that. But he's filed some complaints about what's going on in the prison. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned from the filing since you haven't been able to talk to your husband for many months.
Yeah. Just recently, just this past week or two, he filed a notice of a letter he sent to Senator Schumer, who inquired with the Bureau of Prisons on his behalf. And he takes the opportunity to talk about what's happening in the CMU, how they're built and how they are expensed to taxpayers as a place to, you know, concentrate and house terrorists. But in reality, they don't serve their purpose, which is to monitor and, you know, work with these people. Instead, it ends up to turn into a breeding ground when you put a lot of terrorists in close contact with each other, and you bring in other people who are just politically inconvenient and may be susceptible or not have crime, like hard crimes that would make them, you know, be able to fight against radical Islamists and just stay out of their way. And it's creating a real cesspool.
But we also your husband, Marty, is somebody who's a fighter. He's a talker. They don't want him talking. They don't want people like Schaefer Cox, who they didn't even have a crime at the basis of that. They just put him in jail for a conspiracy, you know, even though there was no crime at the basis of that. And that's the type of thing that we see being put against President Trump. They say, well, you know, we think that you tried to interfere with the investigation. Well, what crime was it? Well, no crime, but you just interfered with our investigation, that type of thing. So if they can do that to the president, they can and they will do it to anybody who is a political dissident who speaks out, who challenges their authority. And I think it's a very, very worrisome thing that we have something called a communications management unit that is a prison. Like I said before, the prisoners who in many cases are railroaded, especially if they're political dissidents or if they have very politically powerful enemies, you know, the people that Marty blew the whistle on that were engaged in medical kidnapping. If you have powerful political enemies and they can get you put in jail and then they can get you gagged, that is a horrible situation. The public needs to know about that. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there, though, because they bring in Islamic jihadis. And they say, well, you know, we got to keep the Islamic jihadis in these prisons. And so then and that's kind of their cover. Then they put the people like Marty Gottesfeld and Schaefer Cox in that same prison so they can keep their political dissonance quiet. But tell us what Marty is talking about in terms of the violence that's going on and the CMU.
Yeah, so just in November 2018, there was a man, Rodney Curtis Hamrick, who murdered a guy named Robert David Neal. This was just November 2018. It didn't make any splash, any news. And that's the kind of stuff that gets covered up in a by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The CMU is basically just turned into a place for, you know, Obama DOJ holdovers in the executive and judicial branch to hide from accountability for these really immoral and just wrong prosecutions, where they excise evidence. And it's just horrifying. This is also the prison where, American jihadi John Walker Lind got out of. And, you know, people need to be hearing about the kinds of things that his associates are doing in that prison. It's scary. And, you know, it's also like it's not even serving the purpose that it was intended for, which is to keep these people isolated and separated. Because what you have happening is isolated, separated, and monitored. Because, like, what you have happening is with Neal's, we never saw any kind of relief regarding the cover-up the BOP did of his crime. And likewise, like with Epstein at MCC New York, there was cameras on his cell the whole time, and the footage mysteriously goes missing. Yeah. Like, these people aren't even doing what they're supposed to be doing.
That's right. So, yeah, they want to keep these people there. They want to keep them incommunicado because they don't want them radicalizing other people. And yet they are radicalizing the people inside the prison. They're not being monitored, as we saw with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, whatever happened to Jeffrey Epstein, we will never know because they had all the cameras turned off and nobody monitoring him and so forth, right?
Yeah, Marty spent time in those cells as Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein's first roommate or cellmate was Marty's someone Marty became acquainted with. And he just doesn't buy it that this kind of thing could have gone down. Mm-hmm. He finds it highly suspicious.
Yeah, well, I talked to John Kiriakou as well, who said, look, when you're on suicide watch, they assign even other prisoners. He said, when I was in prison as a whistleblower, blowing the whistle on CIA torture, John Kiriakou said, I was paid to monitor somebody who was on suicide watch. So, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but this is what they can get away with, and they can manage the communication of people inside the prison, people who are political prisoners, people that they want to keep quiet. And that's what I want to shine attention on. I mean, certainly we want to get President Trump's attention to Marty Gottesfeld's case. He shouldn't even be in prison. And yet he is in prison and he is being kept incommunicado. And I think most Americans don't realize what happened to Marty Gottesfeld. But even beyond that, they don't realize that we have prisons that they put people in to monitor their communication that are designed to shut up political dissidents or people who will blow the whistle on powerful people. I think it's an amazing story. I wish we had more time, but we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Dana Gottesfeld. Tell us, is there a website where people can get more information about Marty?
Yeah, freemartyg.com, and we're also on Facebook.
All right, good. And folks, we are under a communications management decree by Big Tech and DARPA and others. If you want to support us, if you want to keep free speech alive, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 50% off virtually everything and free shipping and double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us.